give space to somebody else who hasn't had to do that.
The sound you're hearing is the sound of people who stutter converging from all over the world on the small town of Lunteren in the Netherlands, about an hour from Amsterdam. Lunteren is an island of green. There are forests lacing this town, people on bicycles, hiking trails through the woods. Just a lovely spot for 4 days of talking about stuttering and sharing stories and making new friends and renewing old ones, drinking wine and laughing. And that's what people are starting to do during this opening night reception. This Congress has been 2 years in the making. I was at the World Congress in Buenos Aires when the International Stuttering Association approved the bid of the Dutch self-help group to organize this Congress. And everybody was very impressed by the young organizers, Marcia and Richard, when they submitted their bid. Marcia and Richard, I'm not even going to try to pronounce your beautiful full names. I'll let you introduce yourselves.
I'm Maartje Borghuis.
I'm Richard Bourgondien.
So I met you 2 years ago when you were two young upstart bidders for the 2013 convention. And I'm wondering what your vision has been for what will make this conference special, what will make it uniquely Dutch?
Well, we don't know if it's uniquely Dutch, but we, for instance, we are trying to get a lot of social time here also. So people can get to know each other better, but also we have a lot of presentations also from researchers, and we have asked these researchers to give the presentation in a plain English, so not with all numbers and shortcuts, what most people don't understand. So just in a language everybody can understand.
So you were telling me earlier that the Dutch self-help movement is now more than 40 years old, is that right?
Yes, it is.
How has it evolved over those 40 years, and how would you describe the state of the Dutch stuttering self-help movement?
Well, the National Stuttering Association here in Holland was founded in 1966, and it was founded because of joining of self-help groups, which in the 60s and 70s, and probably the sorry, I can't pronounce it, 80s, yeah, there it is, was very popular. We've seen in the past few years that popularity has declined because a lot of people are seeking self-help in another way. They don't want to have weekly meetings, so they look for it on Facebook or on the website or something like that. But the therapies we have here in the Netherlands do have their own self-help groups, like Maguire and Huisdurfer and Health Perro. That being said, the National Stuttering Association we have here is and will always be therapy independent, so we aren't dependent on any kind of specific therapy.
So obviously therapy is an important piece of this, this conference. There are sessions on therapeutic breakthroughs and sessions on research. But Richard, I'm particularly struck by the button you're wearing that says, "I stutter, so what?" And I'm wondering if there's room at a Congress like this for people who don't care about therapy, who have thrown in the towel and want to focus on the so what part, the self-acceptance, the mutual support.
Yes, there is, because he is and I am. And it's not like we've thrown in the towel, but at least for me, I've done therapy for many, many, many years. And at this point, I'm happy with where I am. So we do want to try to get this message across. And you probably also have something to say about that.
Yes, I do.
Of course.
Just like Marge, I've in the past, I've also had a lot of therapies, many different kinds, even something like hypnosis or a healing medium, but also the normal kind of therapies. But in the past 8 years, I haven't done anything anymore, and I think I feel even better than when I did those therapies, because I don't have to keep controlling my speech at that time. And if your question it was about what's being done at this Congress, is there a room for that? Well, we have, for instance, a workshop from Harry Dillon. He's the leader of a Toastmaster group in London, especially focused on people who stutter. And then it's speaking in public, even if you stutter. So don't care about your stuttering, just do it. And that's also our signal.
It's funny, I had 20 years of speech therapy from age 7 to 27, and then I quit. And as soon as I quit, I became more fluent. Mm-hmm. And I suspect I'm not alone.
No, you're not.
No. You just have to switch that trigger. The trigger, what's also what it also says on the button, "I stutter, so what?"
So you've both worked extraordinarily hard for the last 2 years, and I know that you're going to be putting long hours at this convention. Are you going to have time to have some fun?
We will. We sure. Shall. I'm sure. We have to.
Yes, I know for sure we will have fun this week. I personally, I'm also in the organization of the youth meetings of ELSA, the European League of Stuttering Associations. And in those weeks, we organize for the young people. I almost don't sleep at all. So, and we work all day. So, and have fun.
And I really have to say that the Congress hasn't even begun, but we've been together for this whole Sunday, and it has already been great. So lots more to come after this.
You've picked a beautiful place. I love all the pine trees and all the paths through the woods, and I'm actually staying at a different hotel, and I love bicycling there. It's a delightful setting.
It's all yin and yang.
Well, and speak of yin and yang, Lunteren and Buenos Aires are as opposite as you can be, and in many ways, being in the middle of the city was wonderful. But I think there's something. It's like being in a cloister, in
secluded.
Yeah,
correct. We have been to the Congress in Croatia, and there most of the people who were at the Congress stayed in the same small town. It was a town near Dubrovnik, but far enough from Dubrovnik to keep the people in the same town. And that a concept was, for me, very good, to meet up with the people of the Congress also when the presentation or workshops are gone, are over.
Well, thank you so much, and I'm very much looking forward to the week.
We are too. Thanks.
For sure.
Starting tomorrow, Monday, there's a whole packed agenda full of workshops on everything from treatment and research to personal stories and education and work. There's a whole track of seminars called Taboo Breakers, and people from all over the world leading these sessions. One of the people who is co-leading a session is Christine Simpson, who's from the British Stammering Association. She lives in the United Kingdom. And I talked with Christine about her workshop about women who stutter. So I was interested in talking to you,
yeah,
because tomorrow, Monday, you are one of the panelists on a workshop about stuttering and
yes.
women.
Yes.
And that interests me because, yeah, of course, the statistics
yes.
say that most people who stutter, at least most adults who stutter, are men.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, let me start with what led you to propose the workshop?
Whenever I go to a gathering of people who women often are just so pleased to talk to other women. It's sort of this, you will understand how I feel. So that was why I suggested it.
So when you think about women and stuttering,
yeah,
are there issues that are specific to women?
I don't think there are. Women like to actually talk about the way that it feels. And most men will want to actually work on their speeches. Well, and that and that is a real real generalization, but it does seem to look like that to us.
Well, this leads totally perfectly into my last question for you, which is that I've been to a lot of self-help conventions, mostly in the States, but also the World Congresses. And if you compare the number of men and women there, women seem to be overrepresented in proportion to how much.
I think you're totally right.
And my theory has been exactly what you're saying, that the self-help movement, which is about mutual support and about building community, fits more traditionally into women's stereotype, into our stereotypes of women's emotional intelligence. Whereas somebody, typically a man, who wants to fix the mechanical problem might not be drawn to a self-help convention.
Well, might not. Who knows? But yes.
Do I recall correctly from the program that the session is women only?
I'm afraid it is, Barry. Sorry.
And is that to create space where women have the I don't know what to call it,
it is actually it is actually so they can feel absolutely free to actually say what they what they want to, and it just actually allows a bit of a a freer discussion.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. I hope it's a very successful session.
Well, thank you so much, Barry.
Here in Lunteren, the Netherlands, I'm Barry Yeoman.